1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Tuesdays, always something to look forward to. Robin Mays is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too shabby. It's your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals.
It is.
This portion is brought to you by Pro Team Design. Is there an animal in the cage or just snacks?
Dang, I didn't think about the snacks.
Whatever's in that cage is awfully quiet. The anticipation is killing me. Oh, there's a beautiful little cat in the room.
Hi, sweetheart.
This is Rachel.
Rachel, the beautiful cat.
Rachel,
oh my stars.
This kind of a smoky colored, interesting coloring.
She's gray with kind of some tan muted swirls. And, usually when I come, I bring the cute little cuties that just came in or the sweet dogs or all that. Well, Rachel's been with us 1 year and 1 month.
She looks very healthy.
She's very healthy. She came in. We had the friends group. We had Rachel, Phoebes, Ross, and they all got adopted. But she just doesn't show well because she is scared. She's not scared at our building.
Don't forget Gunther.
Gunther.
You know who Gunther was on Friends?
Oh, yeah. He was at the coffee house.
Central Perk. Gunther would be a great name for a cat.
Well, we'll add that to our list.
I'm surprised that you've had Rachel for over a year.
She just doesn't show well. When we have a group of cats, especially when they get past that cute little kitten stage, they just don't show well, and everybody wants a cute little friendly kitten. Well, she will be friendly. She just has to take her time. So it'll be a cat savvy adoption. So that's who we decided to kind of focus on this holiday season, is some of our little bit more difficult ones, like her. But when they get in a home, they're going to be amazing.
She is so sweet. She's just kind of making Robin's lap her home. She's like, I belong here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I belong on a lap.
And I happen to match what Robin's wearing today.
Yes.
We do like accessories. Animal accessories. They match her on Psalms.
Yeah, she's going up for kisses. She's going up for kisses. Hi, good girl.
How old is she?
Oh, my gosh. Good question. We had her since November, so she's about a year and a half. Year and a half or so.
She has a really calm demeanor. Mm-hmm.
She is. Once she warms up, she's going to be amazing.
Does she purr? So
she does purr. She does purr.
Batteries not included.
That's right.
She is a doll. Wow. To see pictures of Rachel, get in the blog section, 1077theisland.com.
And those eyes.
She looks like she's probably maybe a 6 or 7 pound cat.
Yeah, probably about 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes her food just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Full grown, but not fat.
Right.
Laura, you getting award-winning pictures?
I am.
Someone gets their hand out of the way.
Hi, baby.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service. Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com.
Yeah, Craig's coming over, so we better hang on to a little bit of this.
We were expecting a visit from Pro Team Design today, but I don't know where he is.
Well, 9 o'clock, and so it's not 9 o'clock.
Oh, no. I was early.
Pretty busy. Regarding Voice for Companion Animals, I noticed on Facebook somebody said they would match if you could raise $1,500.
Yes, we did Giving Tuesday, which is, the holidays filled with Black Friday followed by Cyber Monday. And then brilliant person came up with Giving Tuesday. And, it's one of those that we just really don't plan a lot. It's just online. But it just so happened we had so much going on, and we were really trying to build up our a spay-neuter fund that we can roll out in February of 2024 with the Doris Day Foundation. So we're trying to build up enough for a spay-neuter fund. So we've been selling T-shirts with about $10 from each sale going to the fund. And a sweet friend of ours, a fellow rescuer, messaged me that morning and said, hey, you know, what all do you think you'd need to get that off the ground in February? I said, boy, you know, it's going to go, the money is going to go fast. The vets need to pay their staff. The money is going to go fast. And we haven't spoken with the vet, but it could average maybe $150 to $200 cost. So we would either roll out like a voucher or something to offset the cost. We're not real sure yet, depending on funding, but to get it off the ground and to get it sustainable, because we don't just want to be able to do it and then it's gone.
Right.
We want to be able to have it sustainable all year long.
Right.
So we kind of set a goal of, gosh, it sure would be nice to have about 10,000 sitting in it. And so she goes, give me a minute. So she said, if you hit, came back, you know, message me again. If you hit your goal of 1,500 we put on there, we will match it.
It's outstanding.
And it didn't take long. I think we had it matched by 2 in the afternoon or something strange like that.
God bless the generous givers.
Right, right.
That's
and,
fantastic.
You know, they know how important a spay-neuter fund is. We all see the cats running around, the stray dogs that haven't been spayed or neutered, and so they're likely the ones out running.
Mm. Right.
So, yeah, we're hoping we can really make a splash next year.
Do you are you strictly a shelter, or do you have a vet on site?
We do not have a vet on site. We have our food pantry in the back part of the building, then our dog area, and then our different, totally different area, separate from the dogs, is our cat area. So we do not have a vet, which kind of be nice if we did, but the good thing about us is we get to deal with and work with all the vets around town, which we do, and it's great relationship builder. It's nice having the contacts at the different vet clinics, and they reach out if they have a situation like one of them that we just took last week that was surrendered to them the day before Thanksgiving. So Lady is at our facility. She's an 11-year-old flat-coated, black flat-coated retriever. So thought about bringing her, but I brought someone else instead.
How does it work? An animal needs to be neutered, and are you just like everybody else? You bring it into a vet, and then do they bill you?
Yes. Yeah. Like the animals that we get in, if we get one in that needs all the vetting, we call, make our appointment. They bill us. We have a rather large bill. every month I turn around, we have a rather large bill. It's, you know, not uncommon to have $4,000 or $5,000 sitting on our bill. And our goal by the end of each year is to pay every single vet bill off. And so far we've been pretty successful getting all those expenses cleaned up going in, you know, starting a new year.
Are you ever amazed at how things just keep getting done?
Yes.
Because if you sit back and look at that, like, how in the world do these bills get paid?
Right.
And they do.
Yeah, they do. And we sat there one day and went through all the animals on our account. And we went through, nope, adopted, adopted, adopted. And one of the vets came up behind and she goes, I bet that feels good to go through these and say adopted, adopted. And it's like, yeah, because sometimes I'm just like, you know, I'm really tired. I don't see that we're making any bit of impact. And when we do, you know, something like that, it's like, well, I guess we are. I guess we're doing okay.
I think with a job like yours, you would have to treat it similar to the way I would imagine, like, the Postal Service deals with it. It's never going to stop.
Right.
You're never going to finish. You just have to do this. This is what you do.
Right. It's, you know, we liken it to like a teaspoon of water in the ocean. You're just, you know, but we do know that, like, having the spay-neuter fund, we do know that'll make an impact. Mm. You see the numbers and the calls don't stop, even this time of the year with litters of kittens. I think it's going to be there. We always talk about our dream would be to put us out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's
nice. Happening. That's a nice fantasy.
It is.
I think it's a good mentality to look through your successes.
It's a good reminder to just sit back, especially at the end of the year is always a good time to do it, or the beginning of a year, and sit back and go, yeah, I really don't think we did anything. And then you start to look back, as a good reminder is all the pictures on your phone. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, that was this year. That was this year. We did that this year. We did the pet food drive this year. We did do a lot this year. And then you start to add up the thousands of pounds of food that we've donated each month. And you go, Yeah, I guess we did all right. We did make a difference to somebody. You know, that's your measuring stick, is maybe a thank you card, or you know, when you're able to reach out, you know, with our Animals program, that you did make a difference. You made a difference to somebody.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
Rachel, the fluffy, grayish, smokyish cat, is so comfortable. Is so comfortable, yep, in your lap. It is the most adorable.
Hi, come on in.
I think Pro Team Design is here.
Yes.
Hi,
grab
Greg.
That microphone over there.
Where's my puppy dog?
Well, not today. I could have brought you a very large puppy dog today.
Is your name Greg?
Craig.
Craig. Craig. Are you a dog person or cat person?
I'm both, but I'm mostly dog. But I'm all right.
Craig, let's sidebar here for a second. Give me an idea of what Pro Team Design. What's your day like? I mean,
what is my day like?
Starts? Are they all printing presses, or are they embroidery machines? What?
I have both. I have printing machines. I have embroidery machines. I get there about 6:30 in the morning, kind of get everything lined up. Anybody needs something to be embroidered, they bring it in, and we set it all up for them. And they may bring something in, or I give them a magazine, and then they can look at it, and then we can embroider for them. We do a lot of team stores for a lot of high schools in the area, Tri-City. I do stuff for McCool, everything out east and out west. I'll go to do stuff in Kearney. I go down south. I go up north. So I do about 120 miles all ways, north, south, east, and west.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you in that building all by yourself? Are you doing this alone, or you have?
I got some help. Sometimes I feel like it's no. I got 5 employees, and we work all Monday through Friday from about 8:30 to 5, and sometimes on the weekends just to make sure we get it out. And as long as the shipping works, we're all right. So this all depends.
I keep telling myself next time I go to Lee's to stop by.
Yep,
Pro Team Design on Old Fair Road in GI. Do you have a website where we could look at some of your work?
Yeah, it's www.proteamdesign.com. You can see what we can do. Like I said, our printing presses, our embroidery machines. You can write in and ask questions of quotes we do. And so, just give us a call and be more than happy to help you.
I always like the smell of ink from a printing press. Does your place smell like that?
No, it does not smell like that, no.
Can we make it smell like that when I come
back? We could. It's like the old days when you had to make copies in high school. You used to get that paper. And it was,
you remember
nice
that?
And
with the wheel?
Oh, yeah, the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm dating myself right there. So.
Me too. I mean, I studied graphic design when I was in technical high school, and I still feel like I could smell that ink sometimes.
Yep.
I hesitate to use the word beautiful, but.
No, we have a lot of chemicals. We have our ink, and then we have our smells of acetone, and we have when we try to I have a 361 degree oven dryer going at the same time, so it kind of gets a little warm back there. So
what does that dry?
That dries the ink, so it cures onto the shirt. So after I print the shirt, then we have to put it through a dryer, and that's what makes the design stay on the shirt.
Screen printing has come a long way since, I'm dating myself again. First couple of concerts I went to, Ted Nugent, you buy those shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You got like 2 or 3 washes out of them, and they just faded.
And that's usually because they're not cured long enough. They're not in the dryer long enough. So a lot of shirts take a certain degree, 320, 330 degrees. Sometimes if they don't, and they're that long, you'll get a crackle look after probably 2 or 3 washes, which... Mm-hmm. Now, which is in. So we do a lot of shirts that are crackled look.
Which makes all the older curmudgeons say the same thing.
Yes.
You're paying for that?
Exactly.
I used to do that myself. Your phone number is 203-4044?
Yes, or you can call us at 308-398-1154 also.
I'm on your site right now.
Yep.
It's screen printing, it's embroidery, it's custom team uniforms.
Yeah. We do a lot of... We do a lot of basketball. We do a lot of football. We do a lot of baseball uniforms. We do a lot of Legion teams. We do a lot of traveling basketball teams. I do traveling baseball teams. Well, I got teams out in McCook that I do for custom made uniforms. Yeah, so it's been it's quite a deal. Right now, we're working on a big project. We are working something for McCain's Foods here in Grand Island, and we are working on a 500 jacket embroidery.
Wow!
Package for them. Yes. Yeah. So,
do they have that many employees?
Must have sold a lot of French fries this year.
Apparently. So let me ask you. Off the subject, can you embroider the island logo on Laura's ass?
Okay, that's enough. Say no. Just say no.
No comment. No comment.
Craig is thinking, I could embroider whatever you want.
I don't know if I have enough ink.
He doesn't have enough ink. That's fantastic.
You both are fired.
Let's end it there. Protein designs that speak your brand, voice for companion animals, the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. See a picture of beautiful Rachel on 1077theisland.com. Alexa. Slap it high, five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.